coming out tonight to the Tuesday, October 10th NSL Live meeting. The first item on the agenda is NSL Reads, but first we're going to do a recap of Sunday's second Sunday concert. Alisa, you were there. You want to talk about it?
Yes, it was wonderful. So the room was filled to capacity. I came in a little late and I had to sit on the back seats. And Shauna is fantastic.
Yeah, she was great.
So she sang, most of the time she sang. So she did a long set that was about 30 minutes of singing, and then they did a piano set that was about 20 minutes, and then she sang again at the end for about 10 minutes. And most of the people there, I think, were family or related to Shauna or the Claytons. But it was beautiful.
I think I got the impression a lot of them were like music people from South Davis.
That might be
it. I don't know if they were all family.
That's not where I must have been sitting in the family section.
Well, definitely there's a lot from Paul. I don't think Shauna had any family there.
No, I think it was the Claytons. And it was great. I think the people enjoyed it. I think it was definitely fine art. It's not...
Yeah, so they sang...
It's not lowbrow music.
Sang two poetry cycles. One was in German and one was in French. And but then they had the poetry in English for us to follow along. And that was kind of fun. It was more highbrow than I am. but it was really cool. And Shauna, when she gets going, it was beautiful. Great.
Nice.
Yeah, I counted heads, about 95 people there, which was a great turnout. They brought in a grand piano and then took it out again yesterday. Did everything go okay taking it out? Do you guys know?
I haven't heard.
No complaints?
I've never heard anything.
No, so it must have.
And are those just Shauna's personal connections that do the piano?
So the piano was Paul's connections.
Oh, okay.
So his mom,
that's
it was a
really
tribute
nice
to his mom,
offer.
Dolly Clayton, who I guess was a pianist and piano teacher in South Davis at the end of her life. And I guess she had a great relationship with Dane's music. And so when he mentioned that we were doing a tribute to her, they offered to let us borrow a piano. So they wheeled it in last Friday and set it up, and then they played. It was a beautiful piano, and then they wheeled it out again.
I thought it was great, the Facebook posts. They posted the piano as well as pictures of the event, and that was really good.
Yeah. So it was fun. It was great. And the next event for them is they're going to do a Messiah sing-along here in...
November 12th. And then Woods Cross Madrigals in December. So all of those are here.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the Messiah sing-in will be too crowded for this location?
I don't know.
It's hard to gauge because we've never done it before.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's lots of extra chairs in the closet in there.
Well, we had all the chairs out. We could fit about 110 people.
I'm guessing that would be enough, but...
We had 95 in there. We've had times where we packed where people standing out in the hallway because we were out of space, but I don't know. She's bringing in four soloists to sing some of the solos, and then they'll have, I think, the rest of us just be, there won't be musicians, they'll just be play recording.
Will they have music available for people in the audience?
My guess is they won't. We bought a book a bunch of years ago, and it was a great investment. But it would be nice if we had more copies, because last time we went to a sing-along, we all had to share, and that was less fun. And it was just my wife and I. We could just ignore the kids and take turns sharing a book. But then we had the kids' one to look too. Kids ruin everything. Sorry, that wasn't recorded. No, kids don't ruin everything. They're great. Yeah, thank you.
If Shauna isn't paying the soloists the next time, and this is something she wants to continue, she may want to spend whatever budget is there on copies.
I get some copies. Like for ours to keep, if you ever borrow?
Yeah. You just bring them out for the event.
Or we could even buy them and sell them at cost.
That's a good idea.
Well, it's just a logistical issue, though, because now we've got to exchange money. So, all right, NSL Reads.
The event is this Thursday night starting at 6:30. I'll be setting up starting at 5. Anyone who wants to come set up, I'll be here. And everything's ready to go. We were saying before the meeting started, a huge turnout for the writing competition. By far the biggest we've had yet. And the submissions were excellent. I think that at the beginning of the event on Thursday, I'm going to talk about how great everyone did and how hard it was to choose winners, because it was amazing, really. Really fun stories.
Pretty equally distributed among age groups?
Very much equally distributed among preteen, teen, and adult.
Okay.
For the child division, we changed the age this year and made it just 8 and younger. And I wonder if that's too young, because we only had one entry. And it was adorable and super fun to read, but there was only one entry. So I wonder if 8 is just too young.
Well,
and we should make it 10 and under or
something. Yeah, my daughter's 9, and I don't think she could compete at all with teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the preteen is 9 to 12, and that's you change a lot between 9 and 12. So I'm thinking maybe 10 and younger. And I would have just moved those kids who were 10 and younger into that division to give them awards as well, but I don't know who they are.
Hmm.
I only know one. Which is your daughter. And I'd happily move her and put her there. I just don't know if there's anybody else. I wouldn't want to miss them.
Right.
So, there's that. But between the other three, it was very evenly distributed. We had, somewhere between 12 and 15 submissions per category.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. And I've touched bases with Charlie Holmberg, our author for the night. She's excited to come. And I've touched bases with our magician. He's excited to come. We had a snafu with the photographer. He got a better offer because he's doing us for cheap. So I made him get us a substitute. So now we have a substitute, and I think she sounds like she's going to be great. She wanted the NSL Reads logo, so she put it on all the photos.
Cool.
Yeah, so that'll be really great.
So we give out the awards, but unless you're in my family in years past, you don't ever get to read any of the submissions of the winners. And this year, I suspect I won't be able to read the winners either, because now that we've got a bigger field, we may not win all the categories. I wonder if we couldn't ask permission from all the winners to post their stories on our webpage. Do you think we could?
I have tried, and I managed to make it happen. 1 year, but for some reason it's really hard to do it. And Linda, I don't know, every time I ask Linda, she says, I'll get to it. If I get to it, it takes a really long time. So my plan has been to have them all posted from years past going forward, so that people can go back and look at past submissions.
Yeah.
When they're preparing their submissions for coming years.
I think it would be fun to read, because in that venue, there's just not enough time for us to enjoy any of the stories.
And really, it almost would be fun to have an event where it's just that, right? The winners get to read an excerpt from their submission, and it's just celebrating the writing competition. And we could talk about doing that in years to come. But you're right, in this, where the focus is on the guest author, there really isn't time to have everybody read. But I would love to have them online. I would love to have them online going back from the beginning.
Could could we have the authors send us a digital copy of their stories?
We have digital copies of pretty much everybody. Only a few people do the handwritten, and then you just scan those.
I can't imagine it's that hard to get a digital copy online.
It has to be updated to the website.
Where
on the website to put it maybe is complicated.
So they're in the process of revamping the website right now, and it's supposed to be easier to kind of add, subtract things, and the way it's going to be set up is going to be different. So right now might be a horrible time, or might be a great time, like as soon as they kind of get it, because they're completely revamping everything with it. So
couldn't we just use Facebook this year?
Yeah, it's not too hard to upload a file to the city's Facebook page, and then it can just sit there, and then when the website's maybe more available, they could move it over.
Would it be a Word document? So you go on Facebook, you click on the Word document, it comes up in Word?
Facebook.
Or a PDF, probably.
Facebook would probably get more traffic.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can do that and get them as PDFs on our webpage.
I'll talk to
our Facebook page. Well, you're an admin, and I'm an admin.
Well, so that's a different page. So there's a difference between page and a group. We're an admin on the group.
Oh.
It could get
I'm also an admin on the page.
Okay, so this the City of North Salt Lake page.
Facebook page.
Yeah, the official City of North Salt Lake page.
I think so.
Great, you could do it then. So from a page, this is a problem I've run into a little bit. From a page, you can create events and you can definitely upload files. You can upload files from a group as well. But from a group, you cannot create a group event. So when I've made the events for what we've been doing, I've done it either, I did it for me personally for one of the second Sunday concerts here, so it just says like Elisa Van Lankevel's event, which I don't like that. And then I did the last one from NSL Live, or Living in NSL, which is a Facebook page that I have that I do almost nothing on. But if we want to be able to create events out of this group, it has to come from a Facebook page, not from a Facebook group.
Interesting.
It used to
be just the opposite.
Did it?
It used to be only groups could do events and pages couldn't. That's why I made the group back in the beginning. If it no longer is that way, we should just get rid of the group.
I wondered about that, or maybe change the name of the group, because I do think the group has value if it could do some of the stuff the Foxborough neighborhood group does, but as a larger city. But change it to be like North Salt Lake Neighbors. So it's clear this is not city sponsored.
There's rules about city sponsored public space.
Yeah.
And that is that if you allow any content on your city webpage or city Facebook page or city Facebook group, you have to allow all content on your Facebook page or Facebook
group. So anybody can make any comments.
So I've been really kind of downright miserly with anything. Like, I won't allow anyone to post pretty much on our group. I post stuff and that's pretty much it, because I don't want to open it up to allow any type of speech.
Yeah.
And for a while we had people that were, they had changed groups, but they had people that were like joining the group with fake IDs, and then they were somehow marketing to the group without us knowing it.
Oh.
And so then I went through and purged a bunch of people out, and then Facebook changed how that was administered, so that wasn't as couldn't be done. But I still get people from New Jersey, or they say New Jersey, but their language is Chinese, that have want to join our Facebook group, and I just don't allow them, because I'm afraid of that kind of stuff. But I think the group's fine. We just need to make sure it's not a North Salt Lake group if we're going to have people start posting stuff.
Or make it clear it's not a city group. Like, it's North Salt Lake Neighbors. It's just people who live here. It's not city stuff. It might be worthwhile, though, to talk about this group creating their own Facebook page, like the NSL Live Facebook page, and then that group could create their own events and post pictures from events and just run it themselves on Facebook.
Yeah.
You'll have to talk to Linda about that, because there
are rules about that. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Control that, too.
Yeah. Because Lori set up the NSL Reads 1 year. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I took it down. But
yeah.
Bruce still has a Festival of Speech.
I know.
So.
And the Polynesian Cultural Festival has a page.
Exactly.
Bruce is kind of rogue.
I feel like going rogue. It's that on the recording. I think that anything that allows us to eliminate a middleman for advertising our events is a good thing, because it's just hard, right? I send it to Linda and I ask her to post it on the web page and to post it on Facebook and to post it on Twitter, and she does it all and it's great, but there's a delay, right? And sometimes the stuff that actually makes it on the website takes, you know, a month to get there, and you know, by that point we've lost a month of advertising.
I wonder if now that Ken has an assistant, if that assistant wouldn't be the better person to do this rather than Linda. Because Linda was initially Barry's assistant, and then she just kept taking on more and more responsibilities, and now she's got like real responsibilities.
Or she might still be the one responsible, but she might be a lot more quick.
Freed up.
Because she's got a lot of responsibilities still. I'm not saying she's...
That's the thing. She's really, really busy, right?
She's less busy.
This isn't her top priority.
Yeah. She's got,
But we just hired someone new.
Yeah.
Though it's Ken's assistant, and she may have some bandwidth to take this on.
Yeah, anything that gets our stuff.
But I agree with you. I think it's great if we could, if we could somehow. And part of why I've allowed Linda to move in that is because initially I was doing all that. It's got too much for me to be on top of.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just stopped doing it. And in that absence of action, Linda started acting, which is good for Linda.
And she's super nice about it and super responsive. It's just, she's busy and there's a delay.
Okay, what else about NSL Reads? I should tell you before you start telling more about NSL Reads. 3 hours ago, I got a phone call saying a slot just opened up in Sun Valley for you to present if you want to present. And I said, awesome, I cannot be there Thursday night. So what are your slots? Because I'm now committed to the NSL Reads.
Awesome.
Turns out I'm going to be going up Wednesday and coming home. I'll be getting back here about 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. So,
well, that's awesome. Thank you.
I'll still be at the NSL Reads.
Very cool. That's exciting.
I took a flyer to the Bountiful Library, and they were really excited to put it up.
Oh, good.
But they said in the future, if we advertise there, which I think we should, they need an 8.5 by 11. Just so we're nice.
I did the Bountiful Library at the beginning, and they were really not nice about it, so maybe
they were
a new
not
person.
Nice about it either. I went a couple times, like, you need to talk to this person, you need to do, and then I went and talked to that person, and that was the first nice person. And then she was like, oh, this would be great, just get 8.5 by 11, but this time we'll do it. And but yes, every other person I talked to until that point was not very excited.
Yeah, so did you get her name? Because maybe we could just contact her.
No, I should have done that. They could send me to the reference desk.
They made it really hard. I had to write this letter, and it's like, I am not writing a page long letter begging you to put up my flyer. I don't have time.
When she went over to see if she could put our giant poster, you know, on the board, she's like, look, I'll have to cover something up. And I'm like, well, okay. And she was looking, there's like a much bigger poster of the Woods Cross football team. And so I said, you can cover that. And she ended up taking that whole poster down and just putting ours up. But it was bigger than ours even.
Yeah, the 8x11s I find are really, really a good size. They're big enough that they still look fun and are visible, but people are much more likely to put them up. Mm. I can get those up anywhere. But the big posters, they're hard to convince people they really want to hang them. So I do have two things left that I need for Thursday, and I was going to ask John, but he's not here, so I'm going to toss it out to the group. Microphones. I know John has told me that we have a handheld one and a lapel one, and I'd like to make sure we have them available.
Is anyone from the city going to be? I know that in the past we have had city staff that have been at this event. Do you know if anyone's coming?
I don't know. I have no idea right now.
Do you want
is
me
he
to
around?
Call John?
We're actually we're going to get the PA speak. Stuff tomorrow.
Yay! That's
what I'm but I don't know anything about a lapel one. I don't know what you'd say about that. I don't know what we have here.
Well, two concerts ago, I tried to just get a microphone to work, and I couldn't. I could get the podium mic that people talk into when they're talking to council. That one would work. I plugged other mics in there. I could get nothing else to work. I couldn't find the right switch to turn anything else on.
Hello,
I'm in the meeting at
the NSL Live, and they have some questions about Thursday night for you.
If
I can, I put you on speaker and let them ask you what they need. Okay.
Figure something out.
Okay, here's Lori. She just has something she wants to ask you.
Hey, John.
Oh.
I forgot to ask you at the last meeting about microphones. Can I have microphones? I know, if I remember right, we have a handheld one and a lapel one. Are those available for Thursday?
They should be. Last time we used the handheld microphone, it was having trouble with the lapel mic, but I remember we were working fine.
Okay, the lapel mic would be perfect if I can get access to that and make sure it's working for Thursday.
Okay.
And then the other thing is I need access to the closet with the tables and the tablecloths.
Okay, yeah, we can either get a key or make sure it's unlocked. I'm not going to be at work on Thursday, but I can do what I can. You know,
great. Is that pre-approved?
Yes.
Well, it wasn't run by the city council. I'll just say that.
So that's all I need is access to that room so I can get out the tables and the tablecloths and the lapel microphone. If that's what we've got, that's what I'll need.
Okay. And then I believe I've set the HVAC system so it stays on, but I'll check that again too.
Awesome.
Also, do you do the doors so they automatically unlock, or is that Linda?
That's Linda. The doors are a crazy, weird animal, and she's figured it out. So,
Sally, can you take that as a to-do to make sure with Linda that she's got the door scheduled tomorrow?
So the event goes from 6:30 to 8:30, and then we'll have cleanup at 8:30. We'll probably be out of here by 9.
Okay. 9.
Yeah, on Thursday.
All right, Jonathan, I think we're done with you.
Thanks, John.
Okay.
All right, see ya.
Good.
That was John Rukert for future listeners.
So I have a community council meeting first before that. I'll get here probably just at 6:30, but I can stay later to
help.
That'd
be great. Thank
you
very much.
Here, and I can help during the time as well.
Great. The youth city council will be coming. I've talked to James. So that'll be great. And then just whatever other volunteers we have, I'll have assignments for everybody. We've got bookmarks to hand out. And
what time will you be here?
I'll be here at 5, probably a little bit before 5.
And
yeah,
I'll
should be fun.
I'll come in and help.
Thank you, Sally.
City's paying me that time, so I'm good.
Thank you, City.
I'd rather be here than doing some of the other work, so there you go.
Awesome. Well, that's it for me, I think.
Okay.
So you're
and that's on too, and I don't
care. In December, right?
Oh, I was going to ask Sally that
when
my time was up on the committee.
I think it's like 2025 or something.
That early, huh?
I'd have to look.
The initial 2 or 3 people were on 3-year assignments, and then everyone else was on 2-year assignments, but I think some people renewed, maybe automatically.
I think I am actually, I think it's December or January. Yeah.
And you were appointed by who?
I don't know, I'm up in...
Brian or Conrad.
Are you just finishing up their term? Is that what you're doing?
No, her term.
No, my own term.
So they're 2-year assignments.
Oh.
But pretty much so
she's
far.
She's been here for
as long as you're not causing problems and you still want to serve, it's easy to get renewed.
I am not sure. I mean, as much as I love the committee, I've been moved into admin at my office, and I am not sure that I have the time to keep dedicating. So
this NSR is in the right in the is such a well-oiled machine. I would be so sad to see that stumble in a transition to someone else being in charge. So maybe if you'll stay as a reference or a consult.
Yeah,
and you don't have to come
to
meetings,
to
but a consult if we could call.
Or you could still do NSL reads after someone else takes your spot.
You don't have to come to these meetings.
And just do that. Yeah, maybe I could do something like that. Because I do love it.
You're good at it.
And I love being part of it, but I'm also happy to pass it on to somebody else if they are excited about it. And, I mean, as long as the committee wants to keep doing it.
Cool.
I feel like we arrived this year. We had so many submissions.
I feel like there's a history
there. It would be a shame to let it go away.
Yeah.
I think at this point you owe it to your readers.
Anyway, we can revisit that at our planning meetings.
Shauna just joined us. We already talked about how amazing you were on Sunday.
Oh, thank you.
And how much we loved it, and how great the turnout was, and how beautiful the piano was, and how it was just wonderful.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. It was a wonderful evening. Yeah. Did they get the piano out?
It's out there now.
Okay. I guess they came and got it.
Either they got it or someone else did. Yeah.
We talked a little bit about November, the Messiah singing.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt said you're going to hire 4 soloists to come,
mm-hmm.
or 4 soloists are coming. I don't
yes.
know if you're hiring them.
Yes.
And then the music will be not live, right? What's
the
music?
You're not bringing live musicians.
You're not bringing live,
yeah,
sorry.
No, we're just going to have a pianist this time.
Oh,
I'm
so.
Trying to find someone to do the trumpet on The Trumpet Shall Sound. But he wants $200, so I don't think he's going to work off to look elsewhere. But
if you want to be the French horns will sound, drop it down an octave.
And then do the French horn shall sound. Okay,
no, you can still
we could
the trumpet,
do that.
It'll be like,
yeah.
Bow, bow, bow.
That might work. Yeah, and then we just got Linda and I worked on the flyer today, and everybody's set. We've got the conductor, we've got everything ready to go, so we just need to advertise it again. And I'm going to send it out to all of the different churches in our area. So I know we have a couple of, like the, I think it's the Bountiful something church that's interested in coming, and I just want them to invite their congregations to come so we can make it a multi interfaith get together and sing. So I'm really excited about it. I'm getting a lot of excitement from people that they are really excited to have this in the community this year. So we'll see how it goes. We may have to find a bigger venue next year because we filled the place on Sunday. So you get all these people wanting to sing Messiah, and we may be out in the hall and down to the door or something. I don't know. Yeah, so everything's good with that.
Are you asking people to bring their own scores?
No, we're going to provide the scores. The conductor that I got actually has done this with his LDS stake many times, and so he has a whole box of scores that he can just pass out to people as they come.
Oh, that's awesome.
Great.
Yeah. Yep.
Good. Okay, awesome. Halloween 3K.
Okay, so it's going fine.
One more comment on the Messiah. I'm so sorry. It just crossed my mind. Would it be okay if I sat my four soloists up in the council chairs instead of down on the floor? Because it's really hard to see them down there.
Sure.
And the conductor up there. And then we put chairs up even farther than we did Sunday night.
Sure.
The piano's more up towards the stand. That's going to work?
Kay? Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, great. That was it. Thank you.
Just as an aside, I don't know that it matters, but that podium that's in the middle of council chamber, it doesn't move. It's like wired into the ground.
Yeah.
Well,
so you'll have to go around it.
You can unwire it, though.
Oh, can
you? You can unplug it and move it.
Oh, okay. It
does. Oh,
move,
okay.
Then.
I'll let you do that, Matt. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so the Halloween 3K is October 21st. It will start at 9:30. Youth councils will arrive at 8:30, as will I, to set up. There's not a lot of setup. I did buy four-foot spiders to decorate with, which I'm really excited about. Halloween has a special place in my heart. I think I said this before. It's my birthday.
Is it?
It is. So it has just always been a big deal in my house. So we'll have these giant spiders around on the trail, and then the kids will wear the wristbands that they did last year, and the youth council will stamp the wristbands. It's 5 laps for the 3K. And previously they had done, if you do 1 lap or 2 lap or 3 laps, you got a different set of prizes, but I feel like everybody just gets a prize, and I don't care how many laps they did. So I'm preparing 200 treat bags. I don't know if that will be more or less than we need. They may
it
not
should be plenty.
All, yeah, I think it will be plenty. I'm thinking 100 solid, and then we've got a wide window. So they may not all contain all the items. The last 50 might be half of the prizes or something like that. Crossy Ranch is sponsoring the event, softly. They're going to donate kid coupons or kid passes, so that will go in the treat bags. The kids will have a pass to go to Crossy Ranch for their fall festival. And then they are donating corn stalks. I wanted to set up a photo booth, or like a photo place where kids and families could take pictures, and I just wanted to do hay bales and corn stalks. They said they're running low on hay bales. They have no hay bales to spare. So they'll just donate plenty of corn stalks. They also said they're running low on pumpkins, so that just the corn stalks.
Things must be going well at the Crossy Ranch.
Yeah. So I'm going to still try. Weiniger's had donated pumpkins last year, so I'm going to see if they will do that this year. Also, Bahama Bucks, is that it? So they contacted James about other events that they could be involved with. They were part of the Movies in the Park. They have a truck that they can bring places, and they do hot beverages for the fall. So I wanted to ask if that is allowed. So I know that a goal for these events is that there's no cost to participate, but if they bring their truck here and they sell hot chocolate, is that allowed?
I think it's allowed, although we just barely passed. Did we pass or did we talk about the new policies?
Let's talk about.
Oh, yeah, you're good. We haven't passed anything yet.
A little bit.
Is that going to change? Okay, well, hey, let's do it. Don't tell me. I don't want this. It's working.
Depends on the new council's luck.
I did talk to them about potentially they could also just donate coupons and those could go in the bags. They were really interested in bringing the truck, and that's really what they wanted to do, but I said I wasn't sure if that was allowed. So the approval is yes. I can tell them they can bring their truck and sell hot chocolate there. Okay, I will tell them that. For music, the PA system, you said, arrived
Well, we're going to go probably try to get one tomorrow.
Okay.
Worst case scenario, you can use mine.
And you'll just be in charge of bringing that and setting it up?
It's a Saturday. We'll get it there, yeah.
Okay.
What's the exact date again?
Saturday the 21st.
See, I'm gone, so I won't be there, but I'll make sure we'll have the bathrooms open, we'll have people there.
Okay.
So.
And it starts at 9:30. We'll start setting up at 8:30. And will your system or the PA system, will it have a microphone capability? I'm not sure we'll need a microphone.
That's what mine is. If you were talking for music.
Oh,
too,
yeah. Can it play music? Or broadcast music?
Yeah, well, I put Pandora on my phone and stuck the microphone
that's
last time. That's all I used.
Okay, that's fine.
That's what we did at
great.
The 5K.
Yeah,
worked all right.
Done.
It's just
that's
when people walk up and start talking, everybody hears it, but then it works fine.
Okay, let me write that down.
I don't know what we're going to go with tomorrow, like I said, so I don't know what depth we're going to, I don't understand what level we're going to go to for the PA.
Whatever you do end up getting, will you make sure it has a microphone and the capability of plugging an iPhone in to play music?
I think everything does now. It's just having the right, because the mind's older and it's got, just having the right chords. yeah, good suggestion.
Okay, so then, and that's it. The Youth Council, I asked them to come in costume, which I think will be great. And I will be there in costume because I said Halloween's big at our family. And then we'll just do the race.
So what time are you setting up at?
8:30, starting at 9:30. And I don't think it will take very long, so we'll be done by 10:30, I'm imagining.
I can be there. I'll be there at 8:30 to set up.
I'll be there too.
Great.
I'll be out of town, so.
It is, it's probably not what's affecting you, but it is UEA weekend, so that might affect attendance with kids, but we'll see. I'm excited.
So
it,
8:30
it's free
is
then,
set up.
Right? No kids,
it's
no cost. Yep. I'll be there. I'll probably have some nieces and nephews from Texas, too.
Great.
Well, fun.
They'll get a great treat bag. The treat bags.
I'll be in Texas.
Where are you going to Texas?
Santa.
Do you have family there? Nice little friendship. The treat bags, I'm steering away a little bit from candy. As a parent of young children, I do not need more candy for them around Halloween. So the treat bags will have a glow stick and a granola bar and a piece of candy and like a little tattoo, Halloween tattoo. So they're not, it's not just a bag of candy.
Great.
That's it. We're good.
Sounds great. Anything you need from us?
No, I was going to ask you, Kelly, if you would be in charge of the corn stalks and the coupons from Crossy Ranch.
Okay.
They did not want to set up a time to go pick those up. They just said, we're here all day. You can come any day, any time. So probably next week, any day that works for you. And
okay. They
didn't. I said, should I ask for a certain person? And they said, no, just the first person you see, tell them you're here from the city and you're meant to pick up corn stalks and coupons.
Well, you want me to drop those because I won't.
Text me.
Okay.
And, oh, you'll be out of town that weekend. I can pick them up from your house.
Okay.
So just text me when you get them and we can arrange that.
Okay.
I'm hoping for at least 6 bundles of the corn stalks, but whatever they are willing to give us is
okay.
Great.
You know, they're actually not in our city.
They're not, but I think they seem to identify as being part of North Salt Lake. Personally, like they themselves feel like, oh, yeah, that's our city.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know they're not.
It's not too late. Awesome. Okay, so the next one I had here, expectations for November brainstorming event. So we picked a day for this, didn't we? Was it the second?
Tuesday
in November?
We
did. My thought is that it's going to be brainstorming, anything goes. We're going to throw them up on the board, throw them against the wall and see what sticks type of meeting. There's been a number of people that express interest in being part of this committee or at least participating with this committee. I'm going to write to all of them or call them and invite them to come that night with their ideas, and I figure that we'll just start early and start at 6, throw things up there, and we'll just talk through ideas and see what stays. And we may have to have a second meeting to like get the final list of what's, because we may not be able to have time to process them all that night. But I'm hoping that in addition to the stuff that we know we want to keep, like NSL Reads and the Kite Festival, and those kind of things, that we can also maybe augment some of those things to replace some holes we have in our schedule. Does that sound reasonable?
Which night was that again? I'm sorry.
The 14th of November.
Okay. 14th of November. If you have any neighbors or friends that ever say something like, I wish North Salt Lake would do X, doesn't matter what that is, tell them, hey, I have the meeting for you, and invite them to come.
Okay.
And because it'll be anything goes that night as far as ideas. And
do you want to, is it okay to maybe post even that it is an open meeting?
Sure.
For NSL Live?
Yeah.
Wants to
I mean, all these meetings are open, but yeah,
sure,
of course.
But like,
tell people that we're doing a brainstorming
okay.
for future events. If you got something you want to see the city do, come.
Great.
And we'll listen. And we've had those type of meetings in the past, and they were really fun and productive. And I thought maybe we should start that way again this time.
That sounds really fun.
And that's all I have from that. And I don't have any chair notes. So anyone got anything else they need to talk or get off their chest before we adjourn?
I do have one thing. Have we made any progress on buying a sound system?
We're picking it up tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to
really?
Try to get something tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Probably not. I don't know what level of system yet or anything.
So you don't know what they're planning on buying. It's just they're just getting one.
Yeah.
So I gave them the recommendations that you had, and then James wanted something that could be used with a projector.
Okay.
And so he had another list that he was looking at. So I don't know where they finally went with, but I kind of stepped back and figured they could figure it out.
Okay, so that is something that we can now use with the concert series. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Okay, well, if there's nothing else, thanks. We're going to get out 45 minutes early.
Oh.
I don't want you to think this is what we're going to do every time.
You're spoiling us.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Well, you know, at the end of my time, I want to make sure you go out with positive feelings towards me.
Okay, we're officially done.